हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे. सो टुडे वील सी द क्वालिटी ऑफ कृष्णा ग्रेटफुल. ओके, फॉर ग्रेटफुल देर आर टू थ्री एग्जाम्पल्स. सी नाउ द्रौपदी, ऑल ऑफ यू नो अबाउट द्रौपदी. हाँ, द्रौपदी वॉज इंसल्टेड इन द फुल किंगडम. हाँ, सो बेसिकली वेन दुशासन, ही वॉज अ क्षत्रिय, ही वॉज पुलिंग हर सारी. She's a Kshatriya. She's a woman. Women are weak. But a Kshatriya is very powerful. So he was pulling her sari in front of everyone. But what did Draupadi do? She shouted, "Hey Govinda!" loudly from her heart. What happened? Krishna had to come from his to protect Draupadi. So Krishna, he incarnated as unlimited number of saris. So many saris were coming. What happened? Dushasana became very... So this way, Draupadi was protected by the Lord. Krishna became grateful to her because she called out Govinda from her heart. Now all of you call out loudly, "Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!"
So if you call out from your heart, what will happen? Krishna will come. Another example is, there was this king Satrajit in Dwaraka, and he was the devotee of sun god. So what did he do? He prayed to sun god and did tapasya. So one day sun god gave him one jewel called Shamantaka jewel. So what did he, that with that jewel you could produce 170 pounds of gold every day. So he took that locket, and not only that, even wherever it is kept, there will be no famine. You know what is a famine? You know what is a famine?
Yes.
What is a famine? Tell me.
Starvation.
Yeah, starvation. Very good. So, famine means starvation. So, wherever that jewel is there, there is no famine. There is nothing inauspiciousness will thing will happen. So, what did Satrajit do? He took that jewel, he put it in his locket, and he was walking in Dwaraka. When the time he put that in his locket, it's in Krishna book, it is written in his locket. So he put it and he was walking in Dwaraka. When he was wearing that, he was looking as though an imitation of the sun, who was almost looking like sun god. So when he was walking, everyone thought, "Oh, the sun god has come." And when he came to Dwaraka, everyone came and told Krishna, "Krishna, Krishna, sun god has come to see you." So Krishna smiled because Krishna knew everything. And what did Satrajit do? He didn't come to meet Krishna. What did he do? He came, and he came in the temple, and he kept the jewel, and he arranged the brahmanas to worship the jewel. And this is how he started worshipping the jewel. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, those people who worship material things are less intelligent. They are not intelligent. Some people worship stones, some people worship money and all, no? That is all? Yeah, that is... Yeah, stone. Some people worship. Now this one is worshipping jewel, Shyamantaka jewel. So that is also material. It is less intelligent. So what happened? Krishna, he told Satrajit that you give this jewel to Ugrasena. Ugrasena was the king at that time. King Ugrasena was the grandfather of Krishna. He told you give it to the king because whatever is best in the kingdom should be given to the king. So, but Satrajit did not obey Krishna. And one day, Satrajit's brother Prasena, he went on a horse to the forest. While going, he took the Shyamantaka jewel with him and he went. And when he went to the forest, what happened? There a lion came. The lion came and it pounced on this Prasena, and he killed Prasena as well as the horse. And in the meantime, there was Jambavan. Jambavan is a very great devotee of Lord Rama. So what did Jambavan, his name, he is also known as Riksha. Jambavan came and he fought with the lion, he killed the lion without any weapon. Now what happened, everywhere it got spread that Satrajit's brother is not to be found, nor is the Shyamantaka jewel found. So then when the news spread, the Satrajit king, he thought maybe because Krishna did not get the jewel, he must have taken the jewel and he must have killed Prasena. So he started spreading the news everywhere that Krishna stole my Shyamantaka jewel, he also killed my brother. So it's a wrong thing, no? Then Krishna, he went to the forest to find out what actually happened. So when he went to the forest, he saw Prasenna lying dead there, then the lion over there, and then he saw Shyamantaka jewel was there, the horse also. He didn't see the Shyamantaka jewel. Over there a tunnel was going, and that tunnel leads to the house of Jambavan, and it's a dark tunnel. So Krishna told all the citizens of Dwaraka that you stay back, let me go inside. And he went inside the tunnel. Over there he saw this Jambavan, when he got the Shyamantaka jewel. See, for a devotee, these material things, they don't have value for these material things. So what he did, he gave the Shyamantaka jewel to a small boy to play, like a toy. Shyamantaka jewel as a toy to play with his child. So what happened? When Krishna came through the tunnel, he saw the boy was playing with Shyamantaka jewel. And near the boy, one nurse was there who was taking care of that boy. So immediately, this nurse, when she saw Krishna, she started crying loudly. She thought maybe Krishna has come to take away the jewel. She started crying loudly. And at that time, Jambavan, he heard this cry, he got angry. See, when you become angry, your knowledge is covered. That's why these bad qualities like anger, jealousy, greed, lust, all these things should be removed from your heart. You cannot remove on your own. You can remove only with the help. If you chant the names of Krishna every day, then you won't be greedy anymore. You won't be lusty anymore. You won't be jealous anymore. All these bad qualities will go away from you. So what happened? This Jambavan, although he was a great devotee, but suddenly he got angry. So when he came in front of Krishna, although he was a great devotee of Krishna, he couldn't recognize Krishna. So what happened? He couldn't recognize Krishna, so he started fighting with Krishna. So Krishna and Jambavan, they fought for 28 days. First they fought with stones, then they fought with weapons, then they fought with trees, then they started hitting each other with their fists. After 28 days, Jambavan became tired because he is getting the fist from Krishna. Now, after 28 days, he became fatigued. Then he started realizing that, oh, it is Krishna, my Lord. So then what happened? Yeah. So he realized, oh, this is Krishna. Then when he was begging for forgiveness, Krishna told why he had come. That this King Satrajit had spread about me, was trying to defame me, and not only that, he took the Shyamantaka jewel also. That is why I came here. So then Jambavan, he gave the jewel. And there is one more point. See, basically Krishna likes to enjoy many things. There are many rasas. His enjoyment are called rasas. So one of his rasa is fighting rasa. He likes to fight also. Why? Krishna enjoy, like you people like to fight, no? And that quality is coming for you from Krishna only. Krishna likes to fight, but he will not fight with some ordinary persons. He will choose a very nice and strong devotee to fight. So he chose Jambavan to fight with him. So he fought with Jambavan for 28 days. And then when Jambavan offered obeisances after 20, he realized, oh, this is my Lord. He is not an ordinary person. Ordinary person cannot fight with me for such a long time. So then when he offered obeisances, Lord Krishna touched him with his hand. So what happened? The moment he touched him, all the pain which was there in his body, everything went away. Just imagine, Krishna was hitting him all the time, 28 days with his fist. So much, it must be so painful, no? But all the pain went away and Krishna touched him. Even for you, if you chant the names of Krishna, all your pains will go away. When you feel, oh, suffocating. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Everything, yeah, everything will go away. That pain will go away. Prabhupada says that. Chant the names of Krishna, all the pains are out. Prabhupada is a pure devotee. Whatever he says is true. Okay. So then Jambavan, he gave the Shyamantaka jewel to Krishna. And Krishna, now I am sharing with the quality of gratefulness, right? Krishna is very grateful to his devotees. Since Jambavan, in his previous incarnation, when Krishna came as Lord Rama, Jambavan helped him to find Sita. So Krishna was so grateful that he married the daughter of Jambavan in this lifetime. Jambavan's daughter was Jambavati. So Krishna married Jambavati. This is how he showed his gratefulness. And then he went back to Dwaraka, and one day, in the meantime, everyone was worried. Everyone came and blamed Satyajit. See, because of you, Krishna is not to be found. We don't know what happened to Krishna and all. And then when Krishna came back, everyone was happy. And then the meeting was arranged. King Ugrasena called all the kings. He invited King Satyajit also. Satyajit was feeling very shy and very bad because he blamed Krishna, no? Did he do a simple job? He accused Krishna. So what happened? All the kings came, and then Krishna narrated what had exactly happened. And then this Krishna, he gave the Shyamantaka jewel back to Satyajit. Satyajit was feeling very bad. So he wanted to, do something. Yes, he made a mistake, no? So we have to do something. Prayaschit. So what did he do? He went, Krishna inside his heart. See, in every one of us, Krishna is there. Krishna in his heart inspired him that day he went and he thought the next day he came with the jewel and his daughter Satyabhama. Satyabhama is very beautiful. He got Satyabhama and he told Krishna, you marry my daughter. So he gave Satyabhama as a gift. Satyabhama became the wife of Krishna and he gave Shyamantaka jewel to Krishna. Krishna said, I don't want the jewel. Let the jewel be in the temple itself, like how you kept it initially. Let it be in the temple itself so that in Dwaraka no famines will come. So this way Krishna is grateful to Jambavan.
Still the jewel is there in the temple?
No, now it is not there. Okay, so one more story is there for gratefulness. Should I continue now or maybe on Monday?
Continue.
Okay, so once Krishna was 2 or 3 years old. And what he used to do when he was 2 or 3 years old? Steal butter. Right? He used to go to the gopis' house and he used to always steal butter. And sometimes what they used to do, see, the gopis, they used to enjoy Krishna coming and stealing butter. If one day, they would come and complain to Krishna, to Yashoda, that see, Krishna is eating butter. But if one day Krishna will not come, what the gopis will feel very bad. They'll be saying, oh, why Krishna has not come today to steal butter? That way. And sometimes they themselves will put butter in his mouth. And one day they came and they used to complain to Yashoda also. See, your son is coming and taking butter from my house. Huh? Yeah, so they came to Yashoda. So Yashoda, she told Krishna, why are you doing all this thing? Krishna said, I didn't do. Then why are they telling that you steal butter? They only, why there is butter all over your mouth? They only put butter on my mouth. That is how Krishna used to say. So then one day Yashoda thought that maybe because the butter in my house is not so tasty, that is why he goes to everyone's house to take butter. So she thought that she, what she did, the Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakh cows. How many cows?
9 lakh cows.
Yeah. So now what did Yashoda do? She chose 8 special cows called Padmagandha cows. And she's Brajeshwari, the queen of Braja. She herself started taking care of the cows and she grew Padmagandha grass. And that grass was very nutritious, very sweet tasting, very soft. And that grass she herself grew, she herself took care of the cows, and the milk which after taking so much care, it's not that easy to take care of cows or to grow grass. And she took that milk and what did she do? She was doing better water for Krishna. And that she was churning the butter. And while churning the butter, she wears so many bangles. While churning, it comes and she is singing the songs of Krishna. She is a devotee. So devotees, when you do work, you always sing songs of Krishna, not film songs. You sing songs of Krishna while cooking, while doing any job. When you people, by some of the children, when they go in the cycle outside, they sing all the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. So like that you can do. Yeah. So Yashoda, she is a devotee. So she was, while churning, she was singing the songs of Krishna and all her bangles, like how we play kartal, they were going like that, it was matching the tune of her songs. So then after, Krishna was sleeping inside, 2 or 3 years old. So he came outside, he came to his mother, he started pulling her sari, he said, you give me, what? Give me milk, then I am hungry, then you can churn the butter. So then Yashoda took Krishna and she started giving him milk. At that time, suddenly she remembered, some sound came. What was that? The milk was boiling inside. She said, oh, that milk. Which milk? The milk got from the Padmagandha cows after so much of work. It is boiling out. I have to take care of that. So she put Krishna down. She went inside. Now Krishna got angry. Oh, you didn't feed me properly and you went inside. So he said, see what I will do now. So he took one stone. He broke the pot where butter was kept. And everywhere butter was there in the room. And then not only that, he went to the next room. In the rafters, some butter was hanging. He took some butter. He went and he started giving all the monkeys. Now, you may wonder, Yashoda is taking so much pain to do butter. And that topmost butter, Krishna is giving that butter to the monkeys. But Krishna is grateful. Basically, in the previous incarnation, when he came as Lord Rama, all these monkeys came to help Lord Rama to find Sita. So he was grateful to those monkeys because they did that service. As Rama, he could not give them anything. So in this incarnation, he gave them the topmost butter. That is why you may wonder, hey, why Krishna is having all monkey friends? Because they all helped him. So he was giving all the, Krishna was giving, just imagine getting butter from Krishna's hand. He was giving butter to all the monkeys. So this, now Yashoda came. She saw all this work. She thought, this must be Krishna's mischief. So she went running behind Krishna. And all the monkeys left away. Krishna was alone. He was scared. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He was scared now. Then what happened? He was scared and he was sweating and looking here and there. And his necklace was jumping up and down. He was shivering. Oh, Yashoda is coming. So then Yashoda came and she was running behind Krishna. Krishna was running, Yashoda was running. Krishna was running, Yashoda was running. So running. After that, Krishna thought, let it be. My mother is a devotee and she is perspiring. Let me be caught. So he was caught. Do you think you can catch Krishna? No. Out of his own mercy, he said, okay, let me be caught. Then Yashoda caught him. She had a stick in her hand. Then, you know, she was saying, why did you do all this? So Krishna said, please don't beat me. Then why do you do all this mischief? And next time I will not do all this thing. So then Yashoda thought, oh, my son is scared of the stick. So why should I keep the stick in my hand? So she put the stick down. And then she told to Krishna, today I will see how you will go and take all the butter. I will bind you. So then what did she do? She got all the ropes in her house. There was a grinding motor. She made Krishna stand there and she was tying him. But you know what Krishna did? Yeah. Out of his potency, yeah. The ropes fell. Yeah. How many? Two fingers too short. Then she started tying. And all the gopis said, oh, very good. Today Krishna is going to be bound. Then they got all the ropes from their houses. So they said, today is a festival of ropes. Then they got all the ropes. But still, Krishna's, again, two fingers too short. But the hip of Krishna was like this only. It did not expand. It was like that only. The same tender hips. Krishna is very beautiful. But still two fingers too short. Basically, these two fingers signify two things. One is the devotee's endeavor. The sincerity. How sincerely you try to take the names of Krishna. And the second is the Lord's mercy. If you sincerely take the names of Krishna every day, then you will be very smart. So Yashoda Mata was trying her best. She said, even if evening comes today, I will tie you. So she was perspiring. She was tired. Still she was trying to tie Krishna. And Krishna thought, oh, let it be. She is my mother. I love her. So he got tied out of his own will. Okay. So out of his own will, he got himself tied. And then Yashoda Mata, she went inside to do cook breakfast for Krishna. See, this is mother. She tied him here, but inside she went to do breakfast for Krishna. Now what did Krishna do? All his friends were saying, hey, come this way, come that way. They were trying to give him all ways to get out from that rope. Then what did Krishna see? He saw two big trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Very tall trees, yeah. So what did he do? Along with the grinding mortar and with all the ropes, he went crawling there. And these two trees, basically in their previous lifetime, they were Nala Kuvera and Mani Griva. These two were the sons of Kuvera. Who is Kuvera? The god of wealth, money. So what happened? They too, see, when you have lot of money, you know, don't respect everyone. You become very proud of what you have. So these two people had become so proud that they did not respect Narada Muni. Whenever a devotee comes, you should respect a devotee. But they did not respect the devotee. So that is why they were cursed. Naradas. And not only that, they were not dressed properly in front of Narada Muni. So what did Narada Muni say? The way you are now, you become trees, as naked as trees, for so many years. Almost 100 years. Yeah. All, yeah, 100 years of the spiritual world, not here. Here the time is just 365 days. It is just
10 minutes, yes, yeah, 10 months.
Not 10 months, more than that. More than that. It's very big. 365 days is nothing in front of the spiritual world calendar. That is different, this is different. So, these two became trees for so many years. Now, Krishna, he saw these two trees and he went crawling in between the trees. And when the grinding mortar hit the two trees fell. Gosh, just imagine, two huge trees, they just fell down. When the two trees fell down, a big sound was heard. But from the two trees, two beautiful people came up, Nalakuvera and Manigriva. Then they begged for forgiveness to Krishna and they circumambulated Krishna and they went back to their place. Now see one thing. Say if I tie you in one room. If we all go away from here and we tie you here in one chair and keep. So can you free yourself? No. But Krishna was still tied up. See, Krishna is the Lord. So although he was tied up, he released the two people who were tied up as trees. Are you able to understand what I am saying?
Yes.
Krishna is still tied up. Now only Nanda Maharaj will come and release his ropes. But still he was although tied up, but still he liberated those two trees. So this is how Krishna is grateful. There are two qualities in this story. One is he is grateful to the monkeys and second is he is controlled by love. He controlled by love is another quality which is depicted in this pastime. Okay? Hare Krishna.